number of Georgia politicians don't care for that Federal Crime Commission report. Good morning, this is Bill Stinchcomb at 7:55. It'll be cloudy and warm through tomorrow with a chance of thundershowers, mainly during the afternoon and evening hours. High today and tomorrow should be 90, low tonight should be 70. Currently on the south side it is 73 degrees, north side temperature 72. I'm Bill Stinchcomb, and this is Diana Ross on WQXI, Atlanta.
We're calling in to win the Allman Brothers LP. Ladies and gentlemen, we already have our winter. You is S-O-L. Susie Brown of Decatur, Georgia, just won the Brothers and Sisters LP from the Allman Brothers in the Great Summer Giveaway. You could be a winner, too, if you keep it on a Super Q.
I know a place.
Northwest Freeway from the West Paces Ferry is... is moderate to heavy all the way to the connector. It's still stop and go on the northeast from Lenox to Piedmont and up to Brookwood. The connector is crowded around 14th and 10th, and it becomes lighter to North Avenue. Northbound connector traffic is no better. It's moderate to heavy from Edgewood to Piedmont. And there are traffic lights out of order at Techwood and Walton. Good place, right downtown where everybody can see, and Marietta and Magnolia. Traffic lights out of order at those two locations. Gary McKee on QXI with 806. I want to do that again. I hate to do that. Needle skips, you see, when I'm sitting in here reading the traffic and I don't hit it right. Hold on. Okay, let's start again. How'd I end that? Gary McKee on QXI with 806. Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? Helen Reddy on QXI, where the Gary McKee kick the can time is 8:09.
Call Delta or see your travel agent.
QXI's Great Summer Giveaway means more winners. Another chance for you to call in and win is just minutes away. 8:12.
Your mama don't.
QXI with 8:14 and Gary McKee. Partly cloudy and warm today, tonight, and tomorrow. We have a chance of thundershowers, mainly during the afternoon or evening hours. High today at 90. Great. Clear skies and 70 degrees.
She was black.
Sports.
8:18, Gary McKee on your Friday morning from QXI. Pat Sullivan will quarterback Saturday for the Atlanta Falcons against the Baltimore Colts. Here Atlanta take on Baltimore. Take on is sportsy for play. With Jack Hurst and Jimmy Orr on the air 7:35 tomorrow evening. The Braves over St. Louis last night, 8-6. Paul Casanova got a homer. That's good. We need more Casanovas in baseball. Get the six out of the bleachers and back onto the field. They'll play Pittsburgh tonight.
You should be gone.
85 south to the Peachtree City exit. Then go left on 74. Peachtree City. It's a nice place to visit. And you'd probably want to live there.
Gary McKee with 8:20. We have an accident on the connector northbound at Decatur Street in the right lane, causing cars to back up on the southeast and west freeway. Love is blue. 8:22 in the morning.
Hey, you're on QXI. This is Gary McKee. Good morning.
Well, good morning, dear. This is Kay.
Hi, Kay.
How are you today?
Are we going to say a happy birthday to your husband today?
I don't know.
Ben Brandon, who is one of the Red Belts at Joe Corley Studios, has a birthday today, and this is his wife on the telephone, and we'll wish him a happy birthday. And we have some of our people in here, Kay, and I think we just hum along and give him a good hum on his birthday. Okay? Okay,
happy
guys.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. How about that?
I've been really trying.
Jeff Van.
Cyanode is going into his fourth year as the Atlanta Falcons center, and he has his own opinion on the upcoming exhibition game schedule, which starts tomorrow night.
I don't know. I used to be I noticed I used to press much more so during the...
Sorry, with the morning mouth of the South here. Good old year. It's 8:34. And that squeaky, squealy, hissy sound you heard during the final portion of our newscast was not the fault of WQXI. It was the fault of your radio. Please get that fixed. Bill Stinchcomb and I are sitting here making literally thousands of dollars every day, and we don't want you to jeopardize that.
South of Atlanta, off I-75 at exit 138.
Oh, I'm going to eat your car.
There's an accident on the West Freeway near the connector in the right lane. Traffic is backed up past Spring. East Freeway traffic is congested from Moreland to Boulevard and the connector due to a stalled car near Decatur Street. 8:37 in the morning. QXI with Gary McKee looking for another winner in the Great Summer Giveaway. Right now, caller number 14 at 2300-790 wins a roll of Fold-O-Mat film. Caller number 14 right now. QXI. Good old Gary McKee with 841 on your Friday. You deserve it. This is a fantastic morning. Clear skies and 70 degrees. 24 and 70 degrees under clear skies. Ron Green, who works at the Kroger at Ansley Mall, just won a roll of Fold-O-Mat film for his summer color picture taking in the Great Summer Giveaway. You could be a winner, too, if you keep it on a Super Q.
Yeah, you're on QXI. This is Gary McKee. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
I'm just fine.
Just wonderful?
I feel just wonderful. All of the birds and the trees and the bees are humming inside of my head.
Mm-hmm. Gary, I was wondering, what is your idea of a perfect date?
Of a perfect date?
Yeah.
A millionaire's nymphomaniac who owns a liquor store.
UXI!
Betts and Danny Davenport and Dick Woolley and everything that's holy, the Allman Brothers and Ramblin' Man, super giant hit in our sound. We have 8:51 on QXI.
Let the competition beware, let the competition beware.
They're a clone of Atlanta, so get together to get your money's worth.
Traffic! Left lane still backed up on the West Freeway due to traffic trying to get off on the connector. Moderate to heavy conditions still exist on the connector southbound around 10th, and then it clears up around North Avenue.
UXI.
Traveling music for good old Gary McKee. John Leader's next on the hour at 9, and BW's now.
U.S. Attorney John Stokes says he has charged Fulton County Superior Court Judge Jack Entridge with failure. High today and tomorrow, 88. Low tonight, near 70. Currently on the south side, 72. North side, temperature 71. I'm Bill Stinchcomb, and now Diana Ross and the Supreme from WQXI, Atlanta.
Someday we'll be together, Diana Ross and the Supreme. It is 7:04 on QXI with Gary McKee. We have partly cloudy and 72 degrees.
Today it's morning.
Big Gary McKee hi to Officer Weinberg of the DeKalb County Police Department, who gave our morning news assistant, Scott Woodside, a lesson in safety that's going to cost him an unbelievable amount of money because he was going 70 in a 30 in a 24-ounce Datsun. He had another 40 mile an hour before his valve started to float.
UXI.
.706. And Edgar Winters does a free ride on Southern 79 with Gary McKee and Edgar Winters. I was busted the other day for making an illegal turn up here at Peachtree in Piedmont by a police officer who works for Fulton County, drives a motorcycle. I didn't get his name. I was going to play a record. I'd have done anything for him. But I told him, look, would you hurry up? I got to be on the air in 5 minutes, which is an old showbiz trick, you know. Sort of sneak in the fact you are in there. And he hurried up all right. Obviously, he didn't know I was in show business. I thought maybe he'd let me off. I don't really think he even heard of me before. Has no class.
The big red heaven with the
People's Bank of Lithonia, First State Bank of Cobb County, and First National Bank of McDonough. Members FDIC.
Get an extra edge, keep a little hedge in a front yard bank.
7-Eleven, fine morning with the Beatles.
Sports.
Well, the Atlanta Braves were defeated by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Well, that's good. Break up their five-game winning streak. We don't want them to get out of Atlanta. 5-2 was the final score of the game. They'll play Chicago tomorrow night in the Windy City.
Oh, yeah.
And the Atlanta Falcons, with Pat Sullivan as a QB, defeated the Baltimore Colts 34-20 in exhibition football Saturday night.
There was an Austrian named Jochen Rindt.
The Hamburger, Arby's.
Variable cloudiness and warm today, tonight, and tomorrow. We have a chance of thunder showers, mainly in the afternoon and evening hours. High today and tomorrow will be about 90, and a low tonight of 70. We have 717, partly cloudy skies, and 72 degrees. For another winner of the Great Summer Giveaway. Right now, caller number 5 at 2300-790 wins a couple of tickets to the L&M Grand Prix at Road Atlanta. Caller number 5 right now.
She was black.
The stories in Brother Louie at 7:20 in the morning of a Monday, the 13th August. We have 72 and partly cloudy. Nice morning. And it's time for traffic. Here. Moderate to heavy south from Claremont on the Northeast Expressway, and then it's bumper to bumper around North Druid Hills and to the connector. Inbound traffic from Moores Mill on the Northwest Freeway, moderate to north side and south to the connector. Conditions are moderate southbound on the connector with no delays. Of course, nobody's going that way. Traffic's light to moderate inbound on Piedmont and Peachtree, and there's a traffic light out of order at Virginia and Park Avenue. Who lives on Hillcrest in East Point just won herself 2 tickets to the L&M Grand Prix in the Great Summer Giveaway. Money! That is Pink Floyd, and this is Gary McKee on QXI. We have 7:35 in the morning, and the message of that song is as follows, ladies and gentlemen. If I can have your attention. A lot of times you hear songs and you don't know what the heck they're talking about. The message from Pink Floyd. Money is not important. What is important is not having any.
Someone from home.
Double A. MCO.
A transmission in trouble sends signals. AMCO listens better. Your AMCO dealers are located in Atlanta, Chamblee, Decatur, East Point, Forest Park, and Marietta. See the yellow pages under transmissions for the one nearest you.
QXI. Gary McKee at 7:36. Oh, we had a great day yesterday. A little rain in the evening to freshen things up, and we have pretty much the same kind of day coming at you this morning. Partly cloudy at 72. High today is going to be 90. Tin Can Time Tone, 7:40. Hey, and drift away. way at 7:43 in the morning. 7:43.
Yeah, you're on QXI. Gary McKee, good morning.
Morning. How you doing?
Oh, I'm okay today. We went down the river yesterday, and I got a lot of sun, and that sort of weakens you. But outside of that, I feel pretty good. How about y'all?
We're doing all right. We just called and told you a few minutes. We want to ask you some questions.
Okay.
We're from McCall, South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And we want to know if you're going to have Osmonds down here tonight.
If what now? If the Osmonds are going to be in town this evening?
Yes.
Yes, they are. They're going to be in concert tonight.
Do you know where they're staying?
Yeah, they're sleeping up here.
Up here?
Yeah, they're sleeping here on our reception room floor. We have carpets out there, and they use a couple of little bricks that we have in our decoration as a pillow, and they're all sleeping out there. And three of them are sucking their thumbs.
By way of introduction to
savings like this, Brand and Franklin Music in Perimeter Mall. And that's not all. Next week, they're opening another one at Lenox. Listen for details.
Atlanta traffic. Cars are backed up all the way past Flat Shoals on the West Freeway from Moreland and Maynard Terrace. Once past Boulevard, it thins out a little and stays that way into the downtown connector. Traffic's heavy northbound on Moreland from Glenwood up to Little Five Points, which sounds like an Indian name. Northbound traffic is heavy on Capitol Avenue moving across the East Freeway and up towards Memorial. 7:47 with partly cloudy in 72 and Gary McKee on your air. Get all the brothers and Ramblin' Man from Brothers and Sisters. They're new. 7:51 with good old Gear on QXI.
Hey, you're on QXI. Gary McKee, good morning.
How about playing yo-yo by the Osmonds?
The Osmonds are up here now. They just woke up. You guys want to do yo-yo?
No!
I presume they just don't feel up to it now. QXI.
Resulted in a skull fracture while surfing at Malibu. What wave? And then there was Gary McKee's famous quote as he signed on his very first radio station back in good old Peanut Brittle, Illinois. And now, ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. This is Jack Hurst. Keep your eye on the ball.
Atlanta environment at 8:02. Variable cloudiness and warm today, tonight and tomorrow, with a chance of thunder showers, mainly in the afternoon and evening hours. High today and tomorrow, 88. Low tonight, near 70. Currently, on the south side, it is 73 degrees. North side temperature, 72. I'm Bill Stinchcomb, and now the Eagles from WQXI, Atlanta.
Those are the Eagles, and this is somebody else on WQXI at 8:05 in the morning.
What will it
be? 8:06 is our time. Traffic is bumper to bumper on the East Freeway from Glenwood to Moreland, thinning out some past Boulevard or Boulevard. South Freeway still heavy from Lakewood to the connector. Traffic northbound on the connector is moderate to heavy from Grady to North Avenue. There's a delay between Westview Drive and Langhorne on the West Freeway. We don't know how it got there or why it is there. We just know that it is there. So somebody get a picture of it.
QXI, Gary McKee, good morning.
Hi, what are you doing?
I'm on QXI, and I'm Gary McKee. Good morning.
I'm not going to talk about the Osmonds.
Oh,
have you ever
good.
Heard Elvis Presley?
She's not going to talk about the Osmonds.
No, they don't get me excited.
You want to talk about Elvis Presley?
Yeah, have you ever met him?
No, I've never met him.
Well, I saw him in Atlanta at About Kill Me, and we're going to see the Osmonds tonight.
You are, after Elvis Presley?
I don't think that would excite me.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, the Osmonds are a fine group of kids. They're very successful. I have nothing against them personally. I've never met nor seen them, except in pictures. But I know my taste are otherwhere. My taste are elsewhere. Is it, my taste is elsewhere. Well, help me with my English. Don't just listen to me.
Couldn't believe nobody.
Hi, I'm Alec Hawkins, and seated next to me is Bertha Walhauser, a woman who wants to play professional football.
You think that's funny or something?
No, not at all.
How about me tearing your teeth out, Shorty?
Bertha, let's talk football.
Okay, I'm an offensive guard, 245, 6'5 and a half. I've played in the Pennsylvania Girls League for 7 years, and now I think I'm ready for the NFL. That's where the big money is, right?
Well, you must have done all right in the Girls League. I saw you drive up in a new Buick.
Oh, that didn't cost much. I got it in Hicks Green Buick. It's a Century.
Oh, yeah? Well, I got a Century.
No kidding.
I got it in Hicks Green Buick, too.
Well, I'll be.
Sure.
You know, you're kind of cute.
Thanks.
Give me a little kiss, Hawk baby.
What?
Give me a kiss.
Oh, gee, Bertha, I'm trying to quit. I think I'll pass this time around.
Look, Hawkins, you got a choice. Give me a kiss or I'll break your arm.
Oh, okay, but just one.
That's more like it.
Be gentle with me, Bertha.
The Alex Hawkins Sports Show is brought to you by Hicks Green Buick, North Avenue between the peach trees.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 8:13 in the morning, and the Gary McKee Sports Report is on the air.
Sports.
Pittsburgh defeated the Big Dumb Indians last night, 5-2. That's the final game they will play with Pittsburgh for a while. They will play game with Chicago in the Windy Cities tomorrow night. And the Atlanta Falcons, quarterbacked by Pat Sullivan, defeated the Baltimore Colts 34-20.
Money's worth.
Yeah.
Tonight, QXI invites you to see in person the country's most exciting recording family, the Osmonds.
What are you doing tonight?
The Osmonds live at the Omni tonight with an all-new, totally different show that even includes their karate exhibition. Good seats are still available, so get your tickets now at all Ticketron outlets or the Omni box office. At the Omni tonight, a Dick Clark production.
Submission! Morning, mouth of the South. It is 8:21 on QXI. I know that's BW, Stevenson. People in radio are supposed to say W, but nobody else says it. I'm going to say W. Good morning. 72 and partly cloudy, variable cloudiness, and very warm today, tonight, and tomorrow. We have a chance of thundershowers, mainly in the afternoon and evening. The high today and tomorrow at 90, low tonight will be 70. I need you to ride with us in the Quixie Muscular Dystrophy Bike-a-thon. A lot of fun coming up Sunday the 19th. Pledge envelopes, information, available at all Richway stores right now. Good morning, Gary McKee at 8:35 and Paul Simon.
When I was...
Hey, you're on QXI, Gary McKee. Good morning.
Will you put me into one for Donnie Osmond?
Yeah, just relax, just relax.
Okay.
Now try to soothe the beast inside of you. I'm sorry, I won't be able to get to that. Okay.
Can't.
No, I can't.
Do you know when the Osmonds will be in Atlanta when they come?
They're here now.
They're here now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, you want to talk to Donnie?
I wish I could.
Okay, hold on a minute. Don, someone wants to talk with you.
Da-da-da-da-da-no. Da-da-da-da-da-no-no-no-no-no-no-no. I want my mommy.
Who makes the perfect
cup? You. 9 of them right here in the Atlanta area. See the white pages of your phone book for the beneficial finance office nearest you. Loans up to $2,500.
The Northside Drive entrance ramp is backing up onto the expressway. You'll be better off if you take Howell Mill Road. And we have a stalled car on the South Freeway in the right lane at George Avenue. Be able to play the Osmonds, 1,000,000 to 1. But I'm going to, at this moment, switch the records around so John Leader will play it the first half hour of his show. He's going to love me for that. QXI, kick the can time.
8:43. QXI. Gary McKee at 8:45 looking for another winner in the Great Summer Giveaway. Right now, caller number 13 at 2300-790 wins an Allman Brothers LP. Caller number 13 right now. We're an American band. Catchy little toe tapper from Grand Funk Railroad. We have 8:49 on QXI with Gary McKee. Bad accident on I-285 between Ashford Dunwoody and Chamblee Dunwoody. It's in the southeastbound direction. Traffic is already backed up past Georgia 400 and just west of Ashford Dunwoody. There's another serious accident in DeKalb County, so obviously there will be a big delay in that area. Let's reiterate this. There's a bad accident on I-285 between Ashford Dunwoody and Chamblee Dunwoody in the southeastbound direction. Traffic already backed up past Georgia 400 and just west of Ashford Dunwoody. There's another serious accident in DeKalb County.
Captain Jack Bell.
QXI playing the most hit music and giving away more goodies in the Great Summer Giveaway.
Another airliner has gone down, this one in Spain. Good morning, this is Bill Stinchcomb at 8:55.
Gary McKee at 7:04 with Curtis Mayfield and Freddie's dead, shot in the head. I can think of a dozen other rooms in the house I'd rather be shot in. $2,300-790 is our telephone number here. It's 7:06 with 69 degrees and partly cloudy skies and a gassed Sly Stone again. Hey, Sly Stone with Gary McKee at 7:09 on Southern 79. How you feel today? My shoulder hurts. I got my nose bloodied in karate yesterday. First time for me, and it's still a little sore, and I almost got my arm ripped off. And that's when I was shadow boxing. QXI with more great prizes to be won in the Great Summer Giveaway. In minutes, another chance for you to call in and win. 7-Eleven. Super Q with Johnny Rivers at 7:14 on your Wednesday morning.
Sports.
Braves defeated Chicago 6-2. The Chi Cubs have lost 9 games in a row. They'll play again in Chicago this afternoon because they don't have any lights for a night game. Falcon over the Patriots. That's our prediction for this weekend. Saturday night, exhibition season, second game with Jack Hurst and Jimmy Orr on the 79-yard line. And music lovers, tune in to any television station in the world tonight at 9 o'clock because Tricky Dick's gonna sing.
Here's Johnny Cash for American Oil.
QXI, partly cloudy and warm today, tonight, and tomorrow with a chance of thundershowers mainly during the afternoon and evenings. We have a nice morning, 69 and partly cloudy. The high today is gonna be 90. It's 7:16. From Shaft and Chamblee. Well, four tops and are you man enough? Scott Woodside just brought in the traffic report. First one of the morning, and he's standing around in here waiting for me to read it on the air. There must be some cuss words or something bad in here. Inbound traffic on the Northeast Expressway is already bumper to bumper from North Druid Hills to Piedmont. It lightens up from there to town. Traffic's moderate on Piedmont moving in from Buckhead to the city. And there's a serious accident on the West Freeway westbound at Hightower Road. 7:19 on QXI with Gary McKee. We have from the Weather Bureau reports that it is 69 degrees and partly cloudy. You may be having some degree of difficulty seeing the partly cloudy because of the dense fog.
I'm here with professional beef
milk. Still a bargain, just like always. Brought to you by the Dairy Farm Families of the Southeast.
In case you didn't hear it, they said I. 7:21 with the Beatles' Lady Madonna.
Lady Madonna.
Yeah, you're on QXI, Gary McKee. Good morning.
Your voice is as beautiful as the birds singing in the morning.
My
My voice is as beautiful as a bird singing in the morning.
Yeah, and your...
Chinook! Chinook!
And your handwriting is gorgeous, and I slept with it under my pillow.
What? You slept with my handwriting under your pillow? Oh, fickle woman.
When I opened it up and saw your handwriting, it turned me on as they
said. That is Pink Floyd at 7:37 on your Wednesday morning. 7:37.
Yeah, you're on QXI. This is Gary McKee, handwriting expert. Go ahead. What can I do for you?
Yes, I'd like for you to play One American Day by Grandfather.
Okay, I thought maybe you were going to say you slept with something else that I had done under your pillow.
Yeah, your WQXI t-shirt.
Oh, you got a Quixie t-shirt.
Yeah, I got two of them.
You have two of them?
Yeah.
Do you mind giving me one of them? I haven't got anything clean to wear.
Who makes the perfect car?
What's the date today? 15th? Okay. We have an accident on the connector northbound in the right lane near Grady Hospital. Traffic's backed up on the southeast and west freeways due to this accident. Those on the south should move off at Stewart or University Ave, and those on the west could move off and use Gordon or Hightower. There's a fire at the Lenox Forest Apartments on the 3200 block of Lenox Road. A number of engines have been dispatched in the area, and you can bet the road will be blocked. If you're smart, you'll choose another route to work.
You're excited.